Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, to our next episode. And I'm so excited to introduce my guest today. I have known Chrissy Pollack since, I want to say, WordCamp Rochester 2017?
Could
so, be. Yeah. So, no, it's got to be before okay, that.
Earlier, were you in Montreal in or Toronto in 2014?
No, Toronto, I was in Toronto in 2015. Yeah, it's hard. They all start to run together after a little while. But it feels like I've known you forever because I think we were working. Actually, it was WordCamp Buffalo we started talking online.
That's right.
And you were just getting ready to go overseas. And
we did backpacking. And you were working on your website for your campaign.
I was, that's right. And so you and I were kind of, I was asking, hey, would you look at this? And you're like, I can't find my camisole. And, and it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It was.
And I love it. So I love whenever I find out you and I are going to be in the same city because it's just awesome working with you. And I just love your positive outlook on almost everything. I don't think I've ever seen you in a bad mood, although I'm sure you have down days like the rest of us. But you are one of the most positive people I know, and you take everything and kind of spin it into, well, how can we learn from this or how can we make it better? And you and your husband, Chris, I love Chris and Chrissy. You really are joyful people to be around. So
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being such a wonderful part of the whole WordPress community. But tell us a little bit about yourself. And oh, I just noticed the WordCamp Rochester happiness bar in the background.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it. That's Brownie. He's got the Brownie camera. Okay,
it's back great for meeting.
It's fantastic. I love it. Okay, back to what I was saying was though. Oh, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right. I work for Automattic as a happiness engineer, and I work at the happiness bars. But that's also my daily routine. I provide customer support for WordPress.com. And I've got a place in New York and one in Massachusetts, and I alternate between the places. And that's pretty much it. I have a blog that's kind of daily life. It's nothing. It's just a brain dump. It's a hodgepodge of everything.
Oh, but it's fun because it's your your passion for the people in your life comes through on your blog. Like, I can tell how much you love your children and how much
you
by reading your blog. So
thank you.
I love when you share those posts on Facebook. I'm always like, and I try to like comment when I think about it too. So you're like, oh, Michelle was here.
Thanks.
Of course. Well, tell us about you. You said you have not only one mug, but you have pictures of other mugs to show me. So let's start with the first one.
I do. I can pick a favorite. So this is probably my longest all-time favorite.
Aw, pretty. Sunflowers.
Yeah, and it makes my day happy to see the, you know, little sunshine, whether it's cloudy or sunny. Mm-hmm. And it was given to me by a friend when my eldest son was in an accident in a hospital, and she brought me that and some tea, and he came out fine. So it makes me feel loved, and it makes me feel happy. And my other ones, one is one I just got this year, and it's Deer Valley, and it has a list of the titles, and that's where a bunch of my kids work. They and their significant others.
Where is Deer Valley?
It's in Utah.
Okay.
And we went skiing with them this year, and then they gave me the mug. So now I actually know what the trails are.
Nice.
And then my other one got last week, maybe. And it's CLI commands.
So and it's like is it a tiger wapoo?
It is. But the commands are like common ones that we use when we're troubleshooting a site. And I always forget, where does the dash go? Does this have a dash? Does it not have a dash? And you have to retype this. And I just look at my mug and it's very fun.
I love that. That's awesome. Where did you get that one?
Oh, I'll have to get you a link later.
Did you order it online?
Yeah, one of my colleagues.
Oh, cool.
Did and shared it with us. And we could order it if we wanted to. So.
Oh, that's very cool. I love that. That's fantastic. Yeah, I remember, I want to say WordCamp Rochester 2 years ago, you were having us check out how to do things on your phone from the mobile version of WordPress too. And that was a lot of fun to kind of
I got my
be your guinea pig. I love it. You're a walking billboard, lady.
I am.
I love this stuff. That's so fun. I know. I love it too. It's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in WordPress. Oh, wait, I forgot to show you. I'm drinking water. So this Montreal. Is my WordCamp Montreal from last year. Yeah.
I missed that one. I was out of town.
I'll be there this year. Are you going to be there this year?
Oh, no, okay. But it's because I'll be at my kid's wedding and grandbaby's being born. So it's for a good reason.
That's a very good reason. I'll expect to see pictures and I'll send you mine.
Two different times.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So this is from last year, their 10th WordCamp.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So back to my questions. I've been all over the place today and it's harder to have a conversation with people I know because I go off on tangents. So
yep.
If you've met me, you know that's true. So tell us your WordPress origin story.
It's really probably tracing it back. I was a freelance writer for a couple decades. And I did ghostwriting, and a lot of people that I wrote for had me write content for their sites, and a lot of the sites were in WordPress. So that's probably my origin. And then I started a blog myself, and yeah, I guess that's how I got into it.
So how did you go from having a blog yourself to actually being a happiness engineer for Automattic?
I messed up. I was working at Swain, a ski resort in New York, and I was working in their office, and I was working on their website, and I actually didn't know anything too much about building a website, just, you know, because I provided content. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I should go back a tiny bit. I was a writer. Our friend knew that I knew how to work from home, so he's like, learn Python and I'll hire you, you know, and so I didn't think I was into code, but I tried it and I actually loved it. And I did that job for a while. And then that job was over and I started working at the ski resort and I was doing customer service, working in the office, and I was working on their website and I totally messed it up. And it was the white screen. So yeah, I called their previous developer, he fixed it. And so then after that, I started looking for WordPress to back up the site. And after I hit the site a couple times, you know, looking for that, a little pop-up came up and said, hey, do you want to be a happiness engineer? And honestly, I thought it was Disney. I love Disney. It doesn't sound like Disney.
And, it does. It does.
And I thought I had this really eclectic background, you know, with all the writing and with a little bit of code. I ran a home daycare. I did customer service. I have a degree in education. And I read the job description at that time, and they were looking, at that point, you didn't need to know a whole lot of code, but it was more about the customer support and strong writing skills. And it was me. And I'm like, this is my dream job. And I printed it out and I carried it around for about a month. And finally my family's like, go for it. And I did. And now I'm happy to sit here. And I know how to work on sites now. I learned.
Now you save everybody else when they have the white screen of death.
I do.
I love it. Talk about the tables coming around full circle, right?
Yeah. Oh, but awesome. I love that story because it shows how something that seems like such a big error and something that's not so great turns into the best things. Yeah. And it's okay.
Absolutely. I think that sometimes our greatest joys in life come out of the biggest challenges that we ever face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. When you think of all the websites you've seen and all the things that people put together, especially new users, what do you think are some of the things that they kind of skip over or don't focus enough attention on that would make their site stronger?
It amazes me how many people don't put a search on their site. Mm. And that's, to me, a super important thing. You want people finding the content on your site. And I see that over and over. Another one is just maybe cluttering it with too much information, just realizing sometimes simplicity is there. I think when they don't think accessibility, that's mm-hmm. really not cool. I mean, they don't know about it. You have to educate them once they know right, it, yeah. but I wish they were more open to that. And really just when people get themes or when they're looking at blocks or if they're looking in the customizer, read through all the options. That's what I always tell people when I work with them is to read through them so that you know the power of what you can do, because there are ideas out there that you might not even be aware of, but just read through it and widgets even, you know, and I think that when they're in a hurry to get things going, they lose a lot of value.
I agree. I think that's very true. It reminds me of like all of the times I've ever made a website and I just needed to add some CSS to change something or change a color. And I will admit I've been a lazy coder, so I don't like comment my code because I'll remember. And then you go to fix something or look at that site, even a week later, much less a month or a year later, you're like, I have no idea what this does.
Exactly.
And it's bad enough when you're not leaving a breadcrumb for yourself, but when that site gets passed on to somebody else, it's the same idea. So no, I think those are all really good advice for everybody for sure. When you first started out in WordPress and like maybe when before you had that that white screen, for example, what are some things that you wish you'd known then that you've learned since then that would have made life a lot easier for somebody beginning in WordPress?
The biggest thing is I wish I knew about the WordPress community. I didn't know that I could go to local meetups. I didn't know about WordCamps. I didn't know that if I had questions, I could just go somewhere for help. And I tried to figure it all out on my own. And it was a long haul. That's a big one. I think that's probably the biggest.
I agree. I think that the on the dashboard, the fact that now they put the upcoming events really helpful for sure. I know that in our local meetup and at WordCamps now, I'm hearing from people a lot that I didn't know these existed, but I saw it on my dashboard. Nice. So that's huge for sure. When you think back, and you've been to a lot of camps I've been to, which has been fun. Yeah. When you think back to all the camps and meetups and things that you've done with WordPress, is there, you know, an event or a moment or two here or there that were either inspirational or pivotal to you or that really meant something to you that you could say that was something special?
It's really hard to answer that one because there's so many angles to it. I mean, was it something where I was a speaker and learned something? Was it something where I was at a happiness bar and got inspired by somebody I was helping? Was it, you know, attending a session where I learned something amazing? I could hit it from all those angles, you know? So yes, there's always something. I really enjoyed, I can't remember. I think it might've been in Rochester. I went to one on creating blocks in Gutenberg, like learning how to code them. And I just thought that was so fun. And I really enjoyed that one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It is hard, especially if you've been to one or two camps, you can usually say, oh, there was this one talk. When you've been to as many as you and I have, it's like, sometimes they blur. You think you're never going to forget things that happen in one place or another time, but that doesn't always happen. You forget. And it's like, well, I've been to four in Rochester. Which one was it?
Right. But the thing that gets me is you always learn. And sometimes you're going to a similar talk to what you've been through before, but there's always something new. There's a new angle, a new hit. And it's really fun.
Yeah. I imagine for you, it might be fun too. If you meet other automatic people that you haven't met before, when you run into each other at camps, that must be something fun too for you guys.
Very much so.
Yeah. That's gotta be a lot of fun. So tell us a little bit more about what you do on the day-to-day, and then also give us a little insight about the kinds of things that you do at WordCamps when you're there.
Okay, so I might as well talk about today.
Yeah.
It's a standard day. I got caught up. We have a lot of P2s, that's our internal documents where we see what changes and updates and everything. There's zillions of them. So I spent some time catching up because I work a 10-hour work week. So I've been off for the last 3 days. Those were my weekend. So now I'm on through Sunday. And so I missed a lot. So I caught up on that. And then I was in the people who have a business plan on WordPress.com will get 2 sessions where they can meet with one of us through Zoom, meet online for a screen share. And we answer whatever questions they have. So I actually didn't have anybody assigned for that time. So I went into live chat and told my colleagues I'm around if anybody wants a last minute one. And somebody did. So they transferred it to me and I did a last minute concierge session. And then after that, I did some tickets. And tickets are basically answering email questions that come in, you know, from a variety of, you know, from different types of plants. And I think after that I did live chat for a couple hours, which is when you go for help, you know, you click the little question mark on the bottom right on WordPress.com sites, you actually get a human on the other end, just not a computer. It's me. and it's my other colleagues. So I did that for a while. And then I had a meeting. And then in the afternoon, I was back to back. I had three more of those calls. And people that don't have a business plan can also purchase screen share sessions for 45 minutes. So okay. I had a couple of business plan people, and I had one with a 45 minute one. And it's basically, and then we look at those, and my team and I, we've been tracking some instances of some feedback from people. We always listen to feedback. That's one thing I love about this job. No matter how little, we always report absolutely everything. And when we see patterns and things, we track it like crazy. And then we write up a huge summary, you know, do all our documentation, prove it, and we send it off to the developers, and we work with the developers on the solution. So I did that sort of thing. And then also whenever you have kind of spare time during the day, which it's not a whole lot of it, but sometimes it happens, we always have a list of things that we're testing. And sometimes it's things that are bugs, and then you have to write up bug reports. Those always take time, go on GitHub and whatnot. And we also will, you know, test the upcoming iOS release or Android release or just something that's happening in the back end of whatever we're doing. We test like crazy because anything as it's in, you know, alpha and beta versions. So that was pretty, and then I went back into chat, but that, you know, that's a standard day.
Oh, okay. So you get to, talk to a lot of people. Yeah. But you get to talk to a lot of people. So that's kind of cool too. So you get video conferences, you get chat conferences, and hopefully you're solving issues and making people happy, which is why they call you a happiness engineer. Right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And the things that I can't answer, then I write it up and give it to special teams, you know, who will focus on whatever. And, you know, it's a lot of interactions in the Slack channels, you know.
So yeah.
What about this? That's very cool. And whenever anybody reports something, you have to go try to replicate it and see if you can figure it out. So,
yeah, for sure. Now I know that you have been the volunteer wrangler for WordCamp Rochester and WordCamp Buffalo before. So tell us a little bit about what things, I know you've also spoken. So tell us a little bit about your WordCamp experiences that way.
Yeah, I love WordCamps. So I sign up for the ones that I can go to, and if I can help, I love being able to help. And basically, people go to the websites and they fill out a form saying that they want to volunteer. And then I get a list of the people who are going, and I figure out, we try to have a camera person in each room. We have people at the registration table, people going around answering questions, people at the happiness bar. And I try to make sure there are people for every position. And then I answer questions, you know, I talk with the people ahead of time, set up the schedules, you know, make sure things are covered. That's the volunteering part. At Happiness Bar, we're around all day and answer questions. You know, it's not just happiness engineers. You've done it. Whoever wants to volunteer, anybody from the community who can help somebody else in some way, you can help each other one-on-one with their sites, which that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And with speaking, I do because I think it's healthy. As you've seen me, I shake like a leaf. I'm a terrible. I get such wicked stage fright, but
it doesn't show though.
It is to keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. So, but I love the fact. To me, it's so much more practical. I always feel like what was that book with the dozen kids? It was really popular. It was old, and the guy was an engineer. And
yes,
you know.
Oh.
And he had them timed like right down to the minute of how often, you know, for
he was an efficiency expert. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm an efficient. I feel like that sometimes with, because while I love helping people one-on-one, it's so much more efficient to teach 50 people, you know, so it doesn't matter how much I shake. If I can share my knowledge and help a whole bunch of people at once, it makes me, I think that's a really smart thing to do. You know,
well, for what it's worth, you never look nervous. I've seen you speak and you never look nervous. So you hide it well.
Thank you.
And then there's some of us who are probably overly confident. Like, I don't ever shake.
I'm in awe of you. I don't know how you do it.
Well, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. That's one of my strengths. We're not going to talk about my weaknesses. I know that, I don't know if we've told people, but on our 50th chat, WP Coffee Talk chat, we're going to turn the tables and you're going to interview me. Yeah. So you can push harder on those questions then.
Oh,
so
we'll yeah. I got some good ones.
We'll leave some things for the future. Let people wonder about. when you mentioned the happiness bars, I adore the happiness bars. So I've actually been to a couple of camps where there isn't a happiness bar, and it always disappoints me because I love to be able to sit at the bar and sit at the bar. That makes me sound like a lush. I love to be able to sit at the table at the
happiness bar. There's no alcoholic drinks. It's just called that.
No, I might have a cup of coffee, but, and really just help people. And sometimes it's like, it's really coding and it's like PHP and stuff I don't know how to help. And usually there's somebody else I can say, oh, but maybe they do or whatever. Exactly. But sometimes it's just really simple questions and people leave so much like relieved that there's so much that they didn't know and they walk away knowing how to do. So you're right. I think that's one of the most exciting things to do is to sit at the happiness bar and help people.
Yeah. And if you don't have the answers and nobody is around, you know that you can get the answers because right. you go on the Facebook group, you go on, you know, in your local meetup group or whatever, somebody's going to, you throw the questions out there. People are there. They'll answer. You get back to that person.
So, or you could even search the forums because sometimes the answers are already there.
Sure. I usually do that while at the bar.
Sometimes I remember to do that. Sometimes I'm just like, the question is like, I don't get it. So
yeah.
It's like, I don't quite understand what you're talking about. So
I love how they're able to bring, it's such a treat for me to have people bring their own computers and stuff. So, and especially when it's self-hosted sites, because I usually don't have access to the back end of those.
Right.
And when I try to troubleshoot that when I'm in, like when I was doing mobile support or something, you know, and you don't even have the device on hand, you're trying to troubleshoot it over email or chat or something. And it's very difficult and you have to ask a zillion questions. So it's like such a treat to have them right there and logged into their own admin and you can just see everything. And you're like, I can troubleshoot this really easily, you know?
Exactly. I had that experience today, actually, at my job at Impress. I had somebody who is using our new WP Business Reviews and they did not understand how to create what's called a tagged collection. So they hit us up on the chat and I happened to be the person to grab that chat. And I said, can you meet me on Zoom? And I gave them the Zoom link and I literally walked them through it. And they were like, they thought I was magic. It was so much fun. I could almost feel the relief right through the computer.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it's exciting that you get to do that every day. I love that. let me go move on to the rapid fire questions if you're ready.
Okay.
Take your time answering them. I ask them rapidly. You've seen them in advance. So you've heard the talks before. You're good. If you were to give somebody advice who's building their website for the first time even, let's say, what are two or three plugins that you would recommend to them?
I would recommend Jetpack, of course, because that's an automatic product. But I actually really believe in it. You can put on the modules that you want. I love the backup. I love the sharing options. I love how it optimizes your images. I'm just a huge supporter of Jetpack. Mm-hmm. And the other one is I really love Yoast. I think it's really great for search engine optimization. That's not ours, but when you write a post, I love the, you know, how it gives you the little face that, you know, you should know what you can get better on or not. And you don't have to do it, but I just find it so helpful. So those are good ones. The sticky menu or anything on scroll. It, you know, a lot of people, most people use it for the menu, but you can use it for absolutely anything. Make it stick on the page. So, and that's just handy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I've used that one, but I probably should. Some themes actually have a sticky menu as part of the theme, so you don't have to worry about that. I personally hate when I go to a website and I scroll and the menu disappears.
Right.
And it's not stuck anywhere. It's like, then you got to scroll all the way back to the top.
Yeah, or a donation or a call to action button, depending on what your site's about. You know, you want it always there for people to see.
Yeah.
You don't want it to disappear. Yeah.
Exactly. So. No, that's a good one. I you're the first person to recommend that one too. So that's awesome. Love it.
I have to admit that I asked my teammates which ones they'd recommend and of the whole list we have, I narrowed it down. So
oh, that's good though. So we're getting the like from the real deals. We're getting from the automatic people.
That's not hard either. It's just ones that we like.
Yeah. I love crowdsourcing information because you get some really good feedback from people for sure. At any point in your WordPress journey, so right from when you first started out to this morning even, have you had a mentor, anybody that kind of mentored you through or kind of took you under their wing, even if it wasn't a formal mentorship?
I did, and it was actually formal, but it's gone beyond that, is Catherine Presner from Montreal, who is a CSS whiz. And when you get hired at Automattic, we're distributed, so everybody's in different parts of the world. But we get paired up with somebody who is your mentor for that time, and they meet with you weekly for, I think it was 6 months, maybe 3 months, 6 months, till you're ready. You know, right. till you're comfortable. And so she really taught me a lot, because remember, I mean, again, all I knew was, I didn't even know how to hide a site when I started my trial. I was really there for the content. So she told me all about so many tools. She caught me up on so many things. And then last year I upped my game in CSS, and actually she was my guide through that again. And
oh, cool.
Gave me some tutorials. So I think very highly of her and very thankful for her as a mentor.
I think very highly of her as well. I'm hoping I'll see her in Montreal, because she is based in that area, I believe. At least she was.
She's on sabbatical. I'm not sure when she's coming back. And when you're on sabbatical, you're not really supposed to do a whole lot of work. She might go just for fun. I don't know.
We'll see. Maybe she'll just come to the after party or something. But I saw her talk on CSS at WordCamp US. I want to say it was 2017. And I learned so much about how they had put the CSS box as part of the theme customizer. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's phenomenal, because I used to download Jetpack just to use that section sometimes.
Okay.
Now that it's just actually hard-coded into, into WordPress itself, into the core product, that's phenomenal. And then, like, she was demonstrating it and how it's got all these, like, it'll show you the errors. Are you sure you want to commit to that? You know, kind of thing. Yeah, she's something else. And she, like you, has some interesting colors in her hair, too. She has,
like, yeah, she's green.
She's, like, the green teal colors, and you're with the purples. And
I have a blog post about mine. There was a poem when I was, I think, eighth grade or maybe high school about when I grow old, I'm going to wear purple. And I was going to do that whenever I turned gray, but I just haven't gotten gray. So I decided to play with it. But I have a blog post about it. If you look it up, it's a great poem that I did not write. It's from, I think, the 50s, but it's awesome poem.
Do you have a search bar on a search?
I do.
I'll be sure to look
purple.
I'll be sure to look it up. Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, so I actually have a reason behind my colors. And when I'm working, I like, you know, I'm always at a desk. I'm always standing, and I love looking down and seeing the color. It makes me happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, it makes me happy too. That's awesome. I love it. And your husband has, like, almost no hair, right? He's like a...
Yeah, we always have a spa night. He dyes my hair and I buzz his.
There you go. It's perfect. I love it. And he's quite an artist too. I love his work is amazing.
His kinetic art is,
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, I know this is one that's going to be a very difficult question for you, because you know so many people, but is there anybody in the WordPress community in particular that you admire, and why?
You. It's true. It's the one that comes to mind, because you're amazing at organizing things.
Thank you.
The WordCamps and just getting... You juggle so many things, and you're right in there making sure the community is really active, answering questions. And then when you move on to other things, you make sure somebody's there backing, you know, covering what you used to do. You don't just ditch and run.
I try.
And but it's phenomenal what I've seen, you know, that you're there.
Thank you. Well, that was very kind. Thank you so much. You just made my day. And I think I'm blushing. So there you go. now my face looks like your hair. Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I really enjoy the WordPress community. It's given me so much, just so much over the years. And if I can give back even a little bit, then I'm feeling happy about that. So yeah, for sure. Okay. Moving right along. What's something that you would like to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
So much. Oh, there's always stuff to learn. I would love to know more about plugin development and block development. Just, I don't ever want to be a developer, but I mean, I'm really happy doing what I do, but it's just fun to play with. And I would love to do that.
That's awesome. I took a GitHub class once just to learn how it worked. It's like all I learned how to do was make a grocery list, but and it gave me the idea of how like I have a basic idea of how it works. And I'm just like I will never be a developer either, but because it's just not my goal or my desire. But I love learning about that stuff too, just because it makes you feel like you know more of the big picture.
What language did you use?
I don't know.
JavaScript, maybe.
Probably. It was probably 5 years ago, so all I remember is milk and eggs and bread.
Those are important to remember.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember that.
Coffee, right?
Yeah, believe it or not, I've only been drinking coffee for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I know, crazy, right? I was a tea drinker before, and I decided I had to learn how to drink coffee, and WP tea talk didn't sound quite the same. So I love coffee now. I drink it all the time. But yeah, I was like 48 years old before I started drinking coffee. So
Oh, that's funny.
I know a little something people didn't know about me. So okay, so this is the question that I know that people fear, but everybody has such great answers. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
Well, there was that wiping out the site.
Yep.
But another one was shortly after I was hired. And I still have no idea what I did, but I did something. And whatever I did, I was on the back end working on the sites. And I somehow changed every single theme demo that we had in the WordPress.com store. I really, yeah. You can't do it anymore. They locked it down after me. But yeah, they did that. And also I started getting pings from my colleagues going, what happened here? And I was like, ah, that was me. And so, no worries. And they were great. They fixed it. And then what I got after that is, congratulations, you're now a real automatician. Because the thing is, we're human. You mess up, but then everybody works together to fix it. So
Absolutely.
that was pretty embarrassing.
They didn't start calling you Calamity Jane or anything, did they?
No, I think the whole episode probably took about 15, 10, 15 minutes.
Oh,
They had it fixed really fast, but I must have changed all the demos to the same thing, or I can't remember. I don't know what I did.
whatever happened, they fixed it. Because
Yeah.
if you're a good system, then you've always got a backup.
No, they fixed it pretty fast.
One of my, I honestly can't remember now who it was because I talked to a lot of people, but one of my guests over the last month told me that they took down about 20,000 websites that was in their care. And it took like 2 days to bring them all back up. So, yeah, so your 15 minutes, that's nothing.
Yeah, I do have a colleague who I'm not going to name who actually took down all of WordPress.com. So,
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Twitter was down for an hour today, so somebody got in
Oh,
trouble.
was it? Oh, wow. I'm just
Things
gonna turn
happen.
on and open the window because it's so hot in here.
Yeah.
I had it shut before because of the thunder, but now it's not
There you
thunder.
go.
Whew.
Oh, very
Okay.
good. It was that talking about the mistakes got you all riled up.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the opposite side of that. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
There were two, I think.
Okay, good.
One was very easily creating a wedding website for my son and daughter-in-law from a couple of years ago when they got married. It's just
Nice.
like, oh yeah, we'll just make a website and pop it out, and had all the RSVPs through it, using the contact forms, and it was just smooth. And
That's
that
awesome.
felt really good. And the other one was, I really love mobile support, and I did that for a couple of years, and then I went back into general support. And but it worked well enough with the developers that they actually gave me the shirt, which is why I wore it, because I knew you were going to ask that. And so this is, we have different teams, and the mobile team is Hogwarts.
I
So
love it.
they gave me the shirt, so I'm very proud of this because I love mobile support, and I know I did a lot to contribute towards it, and that makes me really happy and proud.
That is exciting. And it's a team effort, right? So no matter what part you play on a team, you're an integral part of it. So I love that. And I love that they recognize that about you too, because you deserved the recognition, I'm sure. That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. I love it. If you weren't working in web at all, so take everything digital off the table, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Okay, I know nothing about it really, except that's for okay. I would love to be a weather forecaster. I think Ooh. Weather is so fun. I took an introduction to weather class in college and got addicted.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just think meteorology is so fascinating. There's so many factors. Things always change, and it's just pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. I love thunderstorms. So we were supposed to get some today. They never materialized.
We got them.
But you got them. They're just fun to watch. I mean, I don't like the idea that people could get hurt, but most of the time they're pretty harmless. But they're just the awesomeness of it, and watching the light and then hearing the thunder is just pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can always let me know. Just let me know. If you know there's a thunderstorm coming, just give me a call. You can be my weather person.
Okay.
I use my Amazon Echo for that now, but you know, I could program it with your voice maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any skills for that, but I'll learn some. What's something on your bucket list? Now, I know you're a go-getter. When you want to do something, you'd probably do it, but what would be something that would be really cool to do that you haven't done yet?
That's a question that truly stymied me. I have a great life. I really would love to take my grandchildren to Disney someday.
That's great. I love that.
The parents can come, but I want them to relax. You know, I want to play with the kids, and I want to, the job, when I was a freelance writer, I also worked with children's media. And that was my specialty. And I interviewed a lot of people involved in film, you know, the creators and the artists and the actors and whatnot. So I have such an appreciation for the process. And in addition to the outcome. So I would love to share that with my grandchildren.
I love that. And I'm sure you will, because that's something that you could accomplish. It's not one of those climb Mount Everest and bring 12 people with me kind of thing. So,
right.
But that would be fun. I can't wait to see your blog post about that someday. That'll be awesome. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents, something that the WordPress community might not know that you do.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either. I can't do it anymore. Does it matter if you don't do it anymore?
It's just, we're just having a good conversation, okay. Whatever you want to say.
I was a piano major in college.
Oh, very cool.
And I used to play quite well, but I haven't played in a very long time. So, but I could never like play by ear or anything, but I could, my piano professor told me I was like a very talented actress who didn't know how to read because I have no sense of theory or anything, but I heard the story in it and I could play.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you ever just like for fun sit down and just tinkle around on the piano at all? Or
I ended up with arthritis and it's hard enough to type for my job. So yeah. I don't have the spare
not so much, yeah.
bandwidth in my fingers to do it. So I just enjoy listening to others. So yeah.
I played piano in grade school. And then a little bit in high school, but not a whole lot after that. And I have my grandfather's piano. He left it to me as well. Nice. It's an upright grand from the 20s. And I can't really play it because I live in an apartment. And the only time I'm home is like after 9, before 8. And I don't think my apartment, you know, the people in the apartments around me would appreciate it so much.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to ask a question I've never asked anybody else before, and only because I can see it in the background. I don't think I've ever seen a CD tower quite filled with that many CDs.
Isn't that awful? I don't even know what half of them are. And nothing plays CDs anymore.
I know. It's like, are those all blanks waiting for nothing to ever be recorded on them? Because my computers don't even have CD players in them anymore.
I think what they are, I think some of them are like backups of my images from and my stories from when the kids are growing up. And I think a lot of them were brand new and I never used them. So I think there's like, I don't know. I don't know why I even keep them because what in the world plays on them? I
don't. That's awesome. But, you can always hang them in the trees for reflection and fun things.
Way back when I had a computer, you know how they always say, don't unplug the device without going at, and you're always like, yeah, whatever, just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I had a backup hard drive and a computer, and I unplugged it, and it did. It wiped out everything on my computer and the external hard drive. And I lost everything. I lost all my contacts. I mean, this was way back in the day. This is like late early 90s. And so ever since then, I back up like nobody's business. And I think that's probably what that is. It's probably just like computer backups like every month or something.
I love it. I do things like that. And I actually threw them away, or probably recycled them or whatever. But I had a stack of CDs and I was like, I have no way to record on them. They're all blank. I could make coasters, I guess.
I turned them into art, give them the CRISPR's mobiles.
Yeah. See, now that's something he could do for sure. I look around my apartment all the time and I think, if I'm not enjoying this, would somebody else be able to? Yeah. And if it's still here when I die, what is my daughter going to do with it? Is it something she'd want to keep or not, you know? But it's so hard. It's so hard to get rid of things. So, but that's funny. I was like, that is like, if you're listening and you're not watching this, if, you know, somebody's not watching this on YouTube but listening to it, it's got to be a good, 10 inches tall?
At least. Yeah. It's just pathetic. It's just embarrassing. It's been there for so long, I actually forgot it was there.
I think it's wonderful. It's really a lot of fun. And just another reason I love you, Chrissy. So tell us how people can find you online. So Twitter, website, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm really bad at Twitter and stuff. It's really chrissy.blog.
Okay, great. It's
probably the best way to find me.
Fantastic. That works for sure. Well, anything else you'd like to mention this evening? We have just a couple minutes left. What's coming up in your world? Yes, I know there's some exciting things happening. Do tell.
One son's getting married next week. We head out Sunday and out in Utah. And we're going to live there for a month and a half. And my other son is and his wife are having our first grandchild. It's a girl. So that's going to be a whole new adventure for us.
That's going to be exciting. For sure. I hope you're able. I hope they allow you to post pictures on your Facebook page or your blog.
Will. They will.
Because I would love to see them. Yeah.
It is so weird. There's no they're calling it eloping because it's a small wedding. And I just blogged about this too. The definition of eloping has changed. They're not.
Yeah, I actually read that one. Yeah.
And so they're going to be about 25 of us, but it's out in Moab, which has no cell reception. So I'm going to be completely disconnected. We're going to just camp and for a couple of days and have a ceremony. They're doing it. It's like 97 degrees in the day, but 67. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to melt. But I mean, I'm hot here in the office and it's like 69 degrees out.
And somehow you'll get through it.
I will. We're going to go paddleboarding after, so that'll be fun.
Oh, nice. So you'll take lots of pictures and then you'll have to wait till you have Wi-Fi to upload them.
Exactly, but I will share.
I can't wait to see them. Well, it's been so much fun talking to you tonight. We have to talk more often because I miss you when I don't see you at WordCamps. And so I'm just excited so much wonderful, fun things are happening in your life.
I'll be at the Rochester one and I'll be at US.
Fantastic. I will see you at both of those places then. I'm not on the team for Rochester this year. I will be speaking there. And I am on the organizing team for WordCamp US, so I will definitely see you there too.
Awesome. So. I'm going just as an attendee for Rochester. This time I'm just going to relax.
Oh, good. Good. Awesome. Well, we'll get to hang out together for sure then.
Awesome. Thanks Sounds a good. Lot.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And say goodbye to everybody in podcast land. And we'll get this posted up as soon as we can. All right. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.